Hello, this is Rajesh from the India One ATM team. How can I help you today?
Hello.
I understand. Could you please tell me more about the issue you're facing with India One ATM?
Actually, yesterday I went to the ATM to withdraw some cash, and at the last stretch, and I was withdrawing 3,500. I was using the scanner, the UPI scanner for the ATM thing, so it got debited from my account amount, but I didn't receive cash. I only got a receipt saying this could not be processed, this thing could not be processed. So now what is this? Is that now my money is debited from the account and I didn't receive the cash also.
Okay, this was a UPI transaction. I understand this is frustrating. Was this transaction done yesterday?
No, this is not UPI. Actually, the ATM had this feature wherein I could just scan this thing, my UPI, on the scanner in the ATM itself.
I see. So you used a card to withdraw cash and the transaction was not completed. Is that correct? Could you please tell
Yeah.
me the transaction date?
Transaction date is it of yesterday, actually. It was yesterday, was 5th of February. Yeah.
All right, so the transaction date was 5th February. No, you said April. 5th April, I understand, was
No,
the year
sorry, sir. Not April,
2026.
February. February 5th. Yesterday it was.
I understand. So the transaction date was 5th February 2026, and you used a card to withdraw cash, but you didn't receive the cash. Is that correct?
No, not the card, not the card. The ATM had this thing wherein I could just scan through my UPI, any UPI app, and I would get the cash. So I did it for the two transactions, and it was successful. And at the last stretch, the money got deducted from my bank in this thing UPI app in my phone, but I did not receive the cash. I just received a receipt saying the transaction could not be processed.
Okay, so you used UPI to withdraw cash from the ATM and the transaction was not completed. I understand. So the transaction date was 5th February 2026 and it was a UPI transaction. Could you please share the ATM ID with me?
ATM ID or the transaction ID?
The ATM ID, it's a 6-digit number. You can find it on the ATM machine or on the transaction receipt. Could you please share the ATM ID with me?
Okay, I have the receipt with me. It says card number, it says transaction account number, IFSC, RSP code, SWRRN, RRN, UPI tax in safe, and UPI RRN, and that's it.
I see.
It's a
It
8-digit
seems
or a 6-digit, you said? Hello?
yes, the ATM ID is a 6-digit number. You can find it on the receipt or on the ATM machine. Could you please check again on the receipt if there's a 6-digit number mentioned?
Just wait, I'm checking.
Take your time, I'm here to help.
I don't see a 6 number, I just see a 8, this thing, 8 number thing is there. And other than that, there is no 6 number. See, I'll tell you what all is there. Okay, so it says card number, it says transaction account number, it says IFSC, RSP code, SWRRN, RRN, and then UPI taxing IT and UPI RRN. That's it.
I understand. It seems the ATM ID is not available on the receipt. Could you please tell me the last 4 digits of your account number or the transaction amount so I can assist you further?
My transaction amount was 3,500.
Okay, so I noted the transaction amount that you have given me. Now let me check the details. As per the RBI guidelines, please register a complaint with your bank. Using the ATM ID is not available, but we have other details, and the bank will handle the reversal. Do not worry at all. I have registered your complaint, and your docket number is 963720. Would there be anything else that I can help you with today?
So, you have already registered the complaint, so I don't have to do that. And you're saying that the money will be back to my account itself.
As per RBI rules, the amount is usually processed within 24 to 48 hours and will be credited back to your account. Your complaint has been registered with docket number 963720. Is there anything else I can help you with related to this issue or India One ATM?
Thank you.